And,
but I want it over his signature.
All right. Now, why don't you, why can't you blow up some way or other? You don't have to lie on people, and you don't have to be dirty like Goldwater is, and you don't have to stretch things. But why don't you blow up this Kohler visit in some way that doesn't hurt?
Which
by saying Kohler's, this message that Kohler... say Kosygin communicated with me by calling in the American ambassador, and say Kosygin notified the American president, notified Johnson, that there'd be no change in policy, and things that Kosygin would not mind saying, and blow it up, not pro-Russian, but blow it up that he is... courting us, and that he is communicating with us, and that he is sending us this message, and he's not only had to bring it in, but he's sending this, and that we are going back and forth. It puts us on a little different level from Barry.
Sure.
And if you can get up something like that, that I can say that Mr. Kosygin sent me word yesterday, and so and so, and this is why we must work harder to try to achieve these things. And when you're exchanging messages back and forth, you can't be telling folks about how mighty you are,
and you're gonna lob one
into the men's room.
You've said it just better than anyone can say it for.
Well, you take that message and bleed everything out of it that's not harmful.
You want it for tonight, or do you want it
anytime,
tonight
anytime, just quick as you can get it.
You'll have it. I don't want to put it in the clear, so I'll send it to you for use tomorrow.
All right, might
you can say what you just said off, right off the cuff to anyone.
Right. Well,
you have a message back.
Is Boston a good place to say it?
Boston's not the best place to say it. I'd save it, frankly.
Milwaukee?
Yes, I'd say
Chicago.
I'd say it in Chicago.
All right, well, get it up for me.
Right.